Off balance. Getting beyond the work-life balance myth to personal and professional satisfaction. Author, Matthew Kelly. The Dilemma. One of the major issues plaguing human potential in the corporate world today is work-life balance. The term was first introduced 20 years ago, and is likely to go down as one of the great corporate blunders of our time. Practical separation of the two is impossible. However, the work-life balance that has dominated the corporate landscape for almost two decades implies that work and life are separate. You have one life that has professional and personal aspects, and these aspects have an incredible influence on each other. Companies have spent tens of millions of dollars on programs. Many employees have made valiant efforts to establish some sense of work-life balance, and we don't seem to have shifted the dial. We've come to the conclusion that people don't really need or want balance. As an idea, balance sounds desirable, but if you delve a little further, and get people talking about what that balance looks like, you'll discover that what they want has very little to do with balance. So what is it that people need and want? A satisfying experience of life. Over the past 3 years, we asked more than 10,000 respondents, if you had to choose between balance and satisfaction, which would you choose? Not a single respondent chose balance over satisfaction. People want to live deeply satisfying lives, both personally and professionally. They want to be told that they don't have to sacrifice their personal priorities in order to have a satisfying career. Satisfaction is the solution. It was satisfaction that people have always yearned for. Most of the time, living a life that's deeply satisfying requires a strategy, daily attention, self-awareness, and discipline. Our work-life balance efforts always lacked a comprehensive strategy. We threw a bunch of ideas and tools at people and expected them to formulate a practical strategy. The results now clearly demonstrate that most people are incapable of doing that. People need a system. Systems drive behavior, and certain behaviors lead to certain outcomes. Companies should help their employees by providing a comprehensive system that drives personal and professional satisfaction. How is the best way to live? It's of disturbing importance to note that the present culture has virtually no interest in pursuing this question. We seem more interested in how we want to live than we are in discovering the best way to live. The desire to get what we want is usually tied much more to a pleasure principle than it is to any lasting satisfaction. Too often, pleasure and satisfaction are confused, but the fundamental difference is that pleasure cannot be sustained beyond the activity producing it. In many ways, we become addicted to pleasure, to getting what we want, and the cost is always genuine satisfaction. Therefore, no corporation can answer the question of the best way to live, because in some ways, the answer is different for everyone. Systems drive behavior. Systems drive consistent behaviors. A good system is the connection between good behaviors and good outcomes. It's this gap that most people fail to cross. They know what their desired outcome is and what behaviors will bring that about. They're just inconsistent in practicing the behaviors that lead to the desired outcome. That's why we need systems. Our system for personal and professional satisfaction, or PPS, consists of four facets that are interconnected and play either a macro or micro role within the overall process. To neglect one leads to system breakdown. 1. Assessment. Pinpointing your dissatisfaction is critical to the process of increasing your satisfaction. Think about all the things that affect your energy level: food, people, sleep, and activities. You might take the following notes. 1. Take at least a 30-minute break at lunchtime. 2. Drink less soda and more water throughout the day. 3. Be more conscious whether the food is energizing or draining my energy. 4. Take 3 to 5 minutes at the beginning of the morning and afternoon to plan work so that you don't get in an overwhelmed state. 5. Adopt a consistent workout routine. This process allows us to pinpoint an element of dissatisfaction and create a prescription to overcome it. In this case, we have enormous control over the situation. Repeat the same process with other aspects of dissatisfaction. 2. Priorities. Identifying our priorities is indispensable if we're to enjoy sustained periods of satisfaction in our lives. The most satisfied people tend to have a clear sense of who they are and what's important to them. Here's an outline of the process. A. Make a list of the many aspects of your life. B. Reduce that list to about 5 or 6 of what you consider to be most important. C. Conduct the priority exercise. This is how you do it. Write your 5 or 6 priorities in no particular order. Let's say you choose health, children, work, social life, extended family, and finally, finances. Pick the first element, health, and choose between it and each other priority on the list. For example, health or children, health or social life, health or finances. Place a check mark beside the priority you vote for in response to each question. Repeat the same process until you're done with all the elements. By the end, suppose that children has 5 marks, health is 4, work has 3, finances has 2, social life has 1, and extended family didn't score at all. This then is your priority list. It's helpful to come back once a year and reassess your priorities. At different times, our priorities change, either by choice or by circumstances. Weekly strategy session. Without a strategy, failure in almost anything is inevitable. And like the other aspects of the system, the weekly strategy session is a very simple yet powerful tool. This is how you approach it. At some point over the weekend, take about 20 or 30 minutes to do your staging for the next week. Identify the tasks, projects, or any responsibilities you need to move forward in the coming week. Quarterly review. The final stage of the personal and professional satisfaction system is all about accountability. Annual reviews aren't enough accountability to affect meaningful change, because most managers don't inspect what they expect. Quarterly reviews are much more effective. But forget about work. You need quarterly review personally. This is how it works. Who? Spouse, friend, life coach, or anyone who knows you enough to be able to speak to your life in a meaningful way. Someone who will refute your excuses and justifications. Someone you feel sure has your best interests at heart. What? Simply this. Review what's not working well in your life. Review what you said you'd do in the last 90 days. Outline the key objectives in your life at this time. Share your plan to accomplish these objectives. When? Once every 3 months. Why? To hold you accountable to the things you want to do in your life and the person you want to become. Do you have the gut? You can have a major personal and professional satisfying life, but nobody is just going to give it to you. It must be sought with relentless desire and commitment. Until you begin to imagine and plan what you can do in a decade, you haven't even begun to explore your potential. If you have a life that lacks satisfaction, it's only because you've chosen to. But you can choose again, beginning today, beginning now.